This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
If we examine ourselves as individuals, then the church, we're giving our best, for God gave us his best. And we know that God has rules, and as believers, we should know that our responsibility should be towards what our responsibility should be towards him. For God, who owns all things, are willing to see if we will be faithful to obey. Willing to obey was the first established in the Garden of Eden when God told Adam not to eat of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. And when they disobeyed, a penalty was imposed upon them. What I have discovered about God is that God is faithful to his word. He will not alter it. God gave Adam everything he created. Think about that. Everything in this world was given to one man, and he told him to have dominion, power, authority over everything that God created by a spoken word. And yet, man could not obey God's word. Antioch, the word giving is defined as to grant or to bestow by formal requests or formal actions. What action have we as believers taken this year that God will honor? And is God pleased with the action that I have rendered concerning the things of God? What action? And is God pleased with the action I have rendered concerning the things he has given us? I have been faithful, and have we been faithful to the things he has given us? For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Your faithfulness in giving will be the substance of the things hoped for. I just mentioned to you that the Lord placed on my heart to put a marquee out there, and I'm sure when I said that, it must have rattled some folks, because we've already done something enough. But can we ever do enough for God? Isn't it amazing how a man just approached me out of the blue that hadn't been here but knew we were trying to do something, came to me and said, when you do that, let me know because I want to help you. Now you know why I'm crazy with God, why I do things that God asks me to do, because he asks us to do things by faith. Step out on unknown things, and God, who can supply all of the things and manifest it. And when you start seeing what God is up to and what God can do, you are crazy for God. And I'm crazy for God because I step out, and we should all be stepping out. Because God asks us to believe by faith in things that are not seen. But we keep holding on to the physical, the tangibles. And God says, that's not faith. My brothers and sisters, when we look at what God is up to, he sees what's in our hand. Secondly, then, have I been committed to do my very best despite the obstacles ahead of me? maybe you committed to do $100 a month. Maybe something happened and I can't pay my tithe this month, and so I'm going to cut God a little corner and give him 50. Is that faith? When obstacles come, maybe the Lord is simply saying, I want to see if you're willing to step out on the unknown to see if my word will supply you. Are we committed to do our very best despite obstacles ahead of us? And then finally, are we consistent in my giving? Not just when I have an abundance. We're going to get a little rebate, and, you know, that man did shoot us a little something under the table, but he's got a whole lot. I'm going to leave that alone. But he's getting a whole lot giving you crumbs under the table. Are we consistent in our giving? Not just when I have an overabundance. For our faithfulness in giving is when we give despite of our circumstances. Antioch, when we are committed to giving, it sends a message that our faith is at work. It states that we are trusting and believing in what God has said. Am I consistent in? Am I giving what is his? Malachi said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there shall be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Whenever the scripture is read, it makes us reflect on what we are giving the Lord. And the reason for this is because it speaks to our heart. For my heart reveals everything concerning my giving. Now, I must have to admit, I've always had a really decent job. I worked for P&G, and I made a lot of money over the years. But in my earlier years, I can honestly say I was making $400 a week, and I was giving the Lord $25 a month, not a week. And it was only when I became a Baptist that I realized what tithing really was. I was robbing God. $400 and I gave him $25. How many times have we robbed God? Pastor, tithing is under the old covenant. We're under grace and mercy. You're right. But do you want an Old Testament or do you want grace and mercy? When we think about what the Lord is doing, we try to decide how much we're going to give. When the Lord says, give me a percentage, 10%. That's under the law. Then why are you still living under the law? Or are you living under grace? You cannot have it both ways. My brothers and sisters, are we going to give God our best? Because this is of the heart. 2 Corinthians 9:6 and 7, New Testament. Paul says, But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man accordingly as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. I shared all along, it's about the heart. That phrase, reap sparingly, has reference to the law of the harvest in Proverbs 19 and 17, where it say, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he hath given, he will pay him again. New Testament. Do you want old or new? Because the Lord is in the Old and in the New Testament talking to us what our responsibilities are. The Lord will give back to a giver for his kindness to the poor. God will enrich us as we enrich others. You think it was an accident today? God told me, he said, I want to help you. I don't call nothing an accident. I call it a blessing. Because when you are faithful to the Lord, stuff just happens as a blessing in your life. And I can understand, Siggy, I've been blessed in most of my life. I have not always lived the way I've lived. We talked about it the other day, how what we lived on, food stamps and 2 for a penny cookies, holes in our shoes. I ain't been rich all my life, and I'm still not rich. But when you know where you came from and you see where God has brought you to, when you have been faithful to him, you ain't going back to where you came from. I know by being faithful to the Lord and the things that are here, he has a guarantee that he will bless us. He will enrich us. And I say, test him. See what he will do. See, the moment you get a dose of what God can do in your life, you will not go back to the way you used to be. And I have discovered, and I'm trying to share the secret, if you ever want a blessing, be a blessing. If you ever want to stay where you are, just keep doing what you're doing. But if you want to receive a blessing, start doing what God has asked us to do. When was the last time you gave God a cost of living raise? Hello. As I close, the amount of the harvest is determined by the amount of the seed sown. If we sow a small number of seeds, we will reap a small harvest. Amen. Yes. If you will give me your best, yes, if you will give me your last, I will bless you. Yes, he will. That your substance will never run out. And when we are obedient to the Lord, he will be faithful to you and will bless you according to his riches and glory. And that's how we receive the blessing from the Lord. God has already examined our giving and is what I'm giving the Lord, my best. Only you and God know. The doors of the church open. If you're here today and the Lord speaks to your heart, will you come as a candidate of baptism? Will you come with a letter of recommendation? Or you may come under Christian Experience. If you are here and the Lord has in this message challenged you to elevate your standard and your relationship with him, and if you desire to become a member, we encourage you to come as a candidate of baptism with a letter of recommendation or under Christian Experience. Maybe you're intimidated by standing alone and walking down the aisle by yourself. Then I'm asking our members to look at the person that's next to you and say, is he talking to you?
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana.